Hey guys, and welcome to the Red Podcast. It's me, Roy, and I'm here with
E. That's it. That's all you get, man.
Okay. All right.
That's all you get. E. It's just E.
So serious. Why E?
I don't know. I think that's a good question you should ask me every podcast, like you have been. Every episode, like, why'd you decide to go with this name?
I mean, yeah, it's
just the first instinct. You know? It was my instinct. Like, yeah, E. Yes, E. Last week I think it was Big E. Now it's just E. I'm feeling a little, you know, normal size.
Normal size. Okay. Yes. Okay. So what are we going to be talking about today, man?
All right. So we're going on our weekly Demon Slayer run. I think, before we even go to that, I think we should kind of like discuss more anime on there. Like, we feel like we're Demon Slayer fanboys right now.
But I mean, our first episode of this was that we're talking about Chainsaw Man. So
I
think Chainsaw Man.
Oh, no, but remember? I'm talking about, this is more of like a review of Demon Slayer. You know what I mean? Kind of go like through the week of all the anime that we watch, because I know you said you're watching a lot of anime.
Oh, fair. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. You can go first.
But yeah, we're talking about Demon Slayer episode 6. And
yeah,
I don't know, man. I think Demon Slayer is like really growing on me. I like this episode too.
I like it too.
You liked it?
I did.
Yeah, this episode was really good.
Maybe I was too harsh in the beginning, but yeah, I'm starting to like it a lot more.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It was funny when it needed to be funny, and it wasn't overbearing. Once you get used to the main character in the freaking bottomless pit of optimism and happiness in him, you enjoy the anime much more. And just accept that's just how it's going to be. He's a shonen protagonist. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. The standard, the typical.
Yeah,
trope.
There's optimist and just great and ever happy about it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You just got to be okay with that.
I really like
Genya.
This episode, like you were saying, I like the pacing. The only thing that I skipped was like that flashback scene.
I actually like the flashback scene, and overall I like the whole episode. The only thing I kind of rolled my eyes at was, I guess they said your life flashes before your eyes when you're about to die. So this dude was able to give us a whole flashback backstory of his origin story, and he said he can't dodge. And he had so many thoughts. So maybe everything was happening so quick. And, you know, we're seeing it in normal speed. But for him, he had like a, you know, it's a fraction of a second that all that happened. That was the only thing that had me rolling my eyes. And it kind of, the fact that he couldn't dodge, but what's his name? What's the main character?
Tanjiro.
Tanjiro was able to cut the demon's hands off before he made contact, but he wasn't able to dodge. That, to me, I'm like, anime shenanigans.
Yeah, for sure. No, I agree with you, because like, honestly, what I did with this episode, I was like, you know what? Let me take out my critiques about like power scaling. And once I did that, I was like, yo, this is really enjoyable. Because like, I could easily have been like, there he goes, just cutting fucking upper demon arms off like they're nothing.
That I'm fine with. Like, honestly, like the power scaling, I think it makes sense. Genuinely, I don't think so. It's, you got to think of it like this, right? So what's the alternative? Like, if you wanted to go in real time, there are some times where he fought upper six last time. He's upper five now. It's like, yeah, it's supposed to be a little bit more challenging, but it shouldn't be.
No, he's fighting upper four. That's
okay.
Thing.
He's fighting upper four. He fought upper six with somebody. Now he's fighting upper four. I think he upgraded his
by
sword. Is upgraded
himself.
He's not beat. No, he's fighting with three people.
Yeah, but mostly most of the fighting was him.
Yeah, but he's not killing them. He's just. But he, it's just kind of one of those things where he's scratching them. So it's like he's not really he's not defeating them. Like, I understand if he just came here, just cut their heads off, and it was okay. And I remember last review we talked about, and I told you, obviously, I don't think the demons are dead, which they weren't. And
they have
hacks. Like, they weren't dead. Like, there's this, like, upper moons, that you can't just cut their heads off and win like it is for all the other demons.
The part that made me laugh was the fucking little dude
running. Yes! Yeah. Oh my god, I straight out. Like, the sound effect that they used for him running cracked me the fuck up.
How he was running, dude, he was zooming. I was like, that shit was so good.
That was hilarious. I love that scene, dude. It was just like,
he was like, yeah, dude, he was fucking zooming. That shit was so funny.
It was the funniest. That was by far the funniest part of that episode to me. But yeah, overall, it was good.
I did like it. Yeah,
yo, I think every time I see a big family in the show, I think I'm gonna be anxious from now on. Everybody who has a big family, everybody dies. Everybody gets fucked up. Yeah,
that's why you have
up.
A big family, man.
I was like, what the hell? And I hate the trope of anime of, like, the mom always having to die. It's usually from an unknown sickness or...
And a very sad death.
Or dad just be beating the brakes off of her for no reason. Yeah. Like, the way they said it, this nigga was just beating on her just for fun. And I'm like, who the fuck?
Yeah, dude.
He just be coming home like, man, stupid bitch. And just start beating on her. Fucking kids. And then me having a human, like a normal adult brain, my shit went really dark. Because they had like five kids or six kids. And I'm like, how did that happen? All right? So now I started thinking dark. I'm like, oh, this nigga just was taking it. He took it wanted.
Yeah, and also, like, it was sad because, like, they all died.
Yeah. That's just what they do in Demon Slayer. Just fucking kill everybody. The dad died It is funny that they even give him a proper backstory. They just said this nigga got stabbed up in an alley and died. And they said, good riddance. I'm like, fair, good riddance. But it's just kind of like there was no build up to it. There was no, like, anything. They just... He got stabbed up. Fuck that nigga. And then the mom, she got turned into a demon. Nobody knows how. I guess maybe they will elaborate on it, but it doesn't really matter. The idea is that she's an anime mom and she has to have a tragic death. So she gets turned into a demon and then kills her own kids, which is rough. And then Genya and... What's the brother's name? Sanami? Is that Sanami?
I forgot, honestly.
I'm going to say Sanami. If I'm wrong, Hashira. Then I'm wrong. Hashira, yeah. Sanami. It makes me wonder, kind of, Genya had, he said he never got a chance to apologize to his brother. It seems like you guys are much older now. You're telling me from this whole point, from the time that happened to now, you never had a chance to see your brother.
Yeah, but remember what he said, though? Like, only Hashiras can beat Hashiras.
That's not true.
It's not true, but that's what I'm saying. That's what he said.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He said accounts. That, but I didn't believe it. I'm like...
Yeah.
Tanjiro have met every single Hashira.
Well, because he's in a particular circumstance, because he is the main character. And then he has a sister who's a demon who refuses to drink blood or kill people. So
yeah, true.
He's in a special situation. Even though is his name Genya?
Yeah, Genya's the main character in his life. Like we know Tanjiro. We know Tanjiro's the main character in the story because we're watching his story. But in reality, Genya's the main character in his life, in his story.
Yeah, but it's not reality. It's at the end of the day. Everybody already knows. If you watch enough anime, anything, if you're watching the main character, you already know he's going to be the hero at the end of the
day.
Sometimes it doesn't. It's not how it is. But most of the time.
Like Hunter Hunter. Like,
yeah. Yeah, Hunter Hunter just threw you. Like,
yeah,
all
this
right,
is the main character. And he's out. And then literally it just switched over. But technically, they're still using the same four characters. We're just changing gears. Because now in the manga, you know, we're following somebody else. And the main character we thought was the main character, he's just kind of like, Gurren Lagann, whatever that thing is with the spiral, isn't that, I haven't watched it, but isn't it somewhere similar where the person you thought was going to be the main character of the show, it turned out to be like someone else?
Yes and no, because it pulled a you kind of knew he was, like, I mean, not necessarily.
Okay.
It was like he's one of those characters that you believe, like, oh, he's not gonna die. They're not gonna do this to such a likable character.
Okay.
Then, you know, if you guys haven't watched it, spoilers.
Yeah, you don't have to. You don't have to give details, but it's one of those things.
He got God.
Yes. Similar to Game of Thrones. If you watch Game of Thrones, who you were thinking was going to be the main character, you're just like, oh. So they're not okay, and then somebody else.
I never watched Game of Thrones.
You're like, oh, okay. Well, that means this person is going to be the main character now. You're like, oh, okay. Guess not. Circumstances. They're not going to be the main character anymore. And then next season, it's like, oh, well, these two people were definitely the good guys of the show. So we got to go to the next good guy. Like, oh, never mind. And so it's just one of those stories where it's like no one. It's not supposed to be black and white, like good guys win, bad guys lose. It's supposed to be nuanced, and I like shows like that. But
what's crazy is that you haven't watched Gurren Lagann.
Yeah, I don't know. I just,
you need to watch it. It's not like a slice of life. It's mostly action, so I think it's right up your alley. It's really good.
Yeah,
it surprised me. Even the English dub is actually pretty good.
I'm gonna watch that. There's a lot of like classic animes that that people talk about all the time. I never watch, and maybe I don't know why I don't watch them. I don't know, like Fooly Cooly.
Such a good
Samurai Champloo.
Such a good show too.
Freaking Cowboy Bebop.
Wow, you are missing out.
Yeah, a lot of these like classic things that like are like one season long. That's a quick watch. I just never. Watched him.
Yeah, but you're more of a manga reader than anything.
No, right? Not even. Like I read like four mangas. Really. That's all I read, and then I watch the same things over and over again. So I don't know. Maybe I need to up my manga and anime intake.
You should. I mean, yeah, I will start with like going to the classics, like not really necessarily classics, but you know, the typical ones. Again, Cowboy Bebop is pretty. It's really good. It's pretty interesting. That's actually our intro song.
Yeah.
The real folk blues is actually from Cowboy Bebop. Fooly Cooly is just dumb and silly. I don't really see you liking that, honestly.
Okay, so I won't even waste my time.
Samurai Champloo. I think I don't know. It's kind of slow. The pacing's kind of slow. I don't think you will like that either.
Black people with swords? I think I like that.
That's Afro Samurai.
Same thing. Samurai Champloo, isn't it like hip-hop inspired, though?
Yes and okay. No. It is. I mean, yeah. One guy is... I mean, only one guy, really.
Okay, I thought like their like soundtrack and all that. Like, obviously, I haven't
watched it. Yeah, the soundtrack and some of that does have like a very famous song is actually one of the outros for... Samurai Champloo. It's a really, I forgot the name of it, but it's a very famous song. If you play it in a crowded room, a lot of anime people are like, yeah, I know the song.
Okay.
But yeah, it there's some hip hop elements to it, but not necessarily a lot.
I just always thought it was like a hip hop like inspired or hip hop infused type of
hip hop kind of infused ish. Yeah. I can't really say it's fully infused, but I personally like it, but I don't see you liking it. Just because the pacing for you, I don't think you can really get like push yourself
slow.
To finish
it's
it.
Like very slow.
Yeah,
I can do slow if it builds to something.
Okay, maybe.
If it's slow and it kind of like it leads to something where I'm like, oh, this is why it was so slow. Like, for example, Breaking Bad. I always tell people because I'm so Breaking nervous. Bad's I'm so like, good. The first season, I'm like, Jesus. Give it until like the fourth episode. That's when, because I'm like, I don't want people to drop it because it was boring. Like, me, after I watched it the first time, and then the second time I watched it, I'm like, the whole thing is good. Like, the first episodes are amazing. But when I first watched it, I remember I was like, How is this trash? So good? Like, why do people talk so good about it? Mm-hmm. And then after like season one, season two kicks, I'm like, oh my God.
Oh man.
This is the best the show ever written or created.
Yeah, the pacing for Breaking Bad is pretty real. It's like really good character development, mm-hmm. and like just everything in itself. I think it was really well written.
Amazing show. Like my favorite show bar none, as of right now. But like the first couple episodes, like it was really a slow burn.
It was rough. Yeah. Absolutely, man. 100% it was rough. But the only anime I think you will really like, maybe it might like the old school one. It's probably Gurren Lagann.
Really?
Because it's really
good. What about Cowboy?
Cowboy, maybe. It's more, I don't know. You might like it. I'm not too sure, but I know for a fact you would like
okay.
Gurren Lagann.
I might watch just because it. How long more. Is it? Because maybe I could watch I it. And we, I could give you my opinion on it next week when we, you know.
Let's find out. It is, let's, how many episodes is this shit? Let's say episode list. I mean, did you like Kill la Kill?
Yeah, I like Kill la Kill, but it did get uncomfortable a while at some points. But I enjoyed it, though. It was really good. It's just sometimes, so it's just animation. It says
it says there's 27
yeah, episodes. I won't finish it next week, but by next, very capable.
Honestly?
Very capable.
Honestly, maybe. Honestly, maybe you might actually just binge this because it's actually that pretty. It's actually pretty good.
Yeah, I know. I could finish it in a week. 20-something episodes, 23 minutes per episode, so 19 minutes really. Cut out intro, cut out outro. 19 minutes. That's 3 episodes per hour. And you said how many episodes?
27.
27. So that gives you about. Yeah. 10 hours roughly, 9 hours, I guess 9 hours. 9 hours of, yeah, 9 hours.
Cowboy Bebop is 26 episodes.
Yeah, that's only an hour and a half roughly a day to finish it.
And Samurai Champloo is 26 episodes.
Okay.
That's what it says. Like I said, you can watch the first few episodes. It does kind of get annoying because it does fall into the trope of, I think the voice actor is actually, what's his name from Deku from My Hero Academia. Mm. Like the English dub one. I think that's his voice actor.
I might watch the English dub, but I'm starting to realize I'd rather watch, sub now. I was big dub guy, but
really, what changed?
Certain anime, anime voices. I don't like anime. It's like cringe. Like the delivery of the lines are usually like the anime boy voice. I don't like it. It sounds cringe to me a lot of times, right. And that's not for every character. But some characters, like when they talk. The way they talk, like, I don't know, it's just their voice. It irritates me. It just sounds really cringy. Like, nobody talks like that. In Japanese, I'm pretty sure it probably sounds cringy, but since I don't speak the language, I can't say, oh, yeah, Japanese people don't speak like that in real life. Whereas, like, in, like, you know, English dub, I'm like, who delivers lines like that? That's so, yeah.
Who doing that?
Who talks like that? Nobody talks like this in real life. Like, this is not a normal voice that people would use.
That's fair.
But like in Japanese, like I said, I don't speak the language, so to me it sounds cool as fuck. I'm gonna be the pirate king. That shit sounds fire in Japanese, but in English I'm like
we get it.
Yeah, that'll sound good, believe it. Like that, you know,
I always,
that'll sound good.
There's a few anime that I have to recommend, like dubbed, like ghost stories.
But the thing is,
you gotta watch that dub.
Ghost Stories is not even a dub of the anime. It's just a parody. It's an official dub, but it's just a parody of the
But that's what I'm saying. Like so that's good. That's why you have to recommend it. That's like my top recommendation absolutely for anybody.
I agree with you.
Who just wants a good time?
Yeah.
Just to laugh. Ghost Stories is so funny. then, Kanata is actually a pretty good dub. It's crazy.
It has the anime like voices Kanata, though, like the anime boy voices.
It does.
Yeah.
It does, but the acting in itself, the voice acting is actually pretty decent. Like towards the end, for like after story,
yeah.
The voice acting is actually pretty good. Then also, man, anything with what's his name from Cowboy Bebop, Steven, I forgot his name, Steve Bloom. Is that the name?
Maybe.
Yeah, Blum. Steve Blum. Yeah. He's the voice actor for Spike, and actually a lot of voices. Yeah. He's pretty, him actually watching him and his stuff actually made me want to become a voice actor.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Because one thing, I think he said this. He said, I don't think he said it, or maybe it was a voice actor for Ash, or it was somebody else, maybe some different voice actor. What they said is like anybody can become a voice actor. It just takes a lot of practice and a lot of hard work because ultimately, you know, your voice is your voice and no one else can sound like you or act like you. So who knows, maybe somebody wants to have your specific voice, like what's his name from Joe from Family Guy. That's his voice for pretty much every character, like from
single yeah character, you know, it's him. He's the only actor I know that just talks in his regular voice. I think it's his regular
yeah
voice.
Then
in every fucking show he has. Sometimes I'm not gonna lie, it takes me out of the thing.
Oh, really?
Sometimes. But I kind of like realize, like, I don't know if it's done on purpose, but then I kind of like settle into it and just realize that's his voice.
It's crazy because also the guy from Bob's Burgers is Archer. If you know it's that.
Who?
Archer, like that animated series. That was
yeah,
on
I know Archer. I didn't know that. I haven't watched either one of those shows. I think I've seen clips and little bits here, maybe an episode here, but never watched.
Yeah, Bob's Burgers. Louise, the girl. I think that's her name. Not Louise. Let me see, Louise. Again, they're just using their original voice, and that's one thing I believe. It's just like anybody can do it. It's just gonna take hard work because again, your voice is so unique, where no one can sound like you. So like, you can just talk like how we're talking. That can be a character in the game or in an anime. It's just, you know, it's just grinding and doing, you know, little jobs here and there, and it's building your resume.
And another character, famous character that literally is just his voice is BoJack Horseman.
Really,
it's just Will Arnett talking.
Oh.
Like he doesn't even like when I heard Will Arnett talk and then BoJack talk, I'm like, it's just a guy talking. Like it's just a guy. And then now I kind of see BoJack's voice as, I feel like Will Arnett is impersonating BoJack when he speaks now, because I've put that character so like his voice, even though I knew Will Arnett way before BoJack, obviously, but since I enjoy I love BoJack so much and I've like got accustomed to the voice, when I hear Will Arnett speak, I'm like, this dude's doing a BoJack impersonation of his whole life. But it didn't fit it in the beginning. It did not fit the character to me at all. I'm like, why does BoJack sound like that? Like, that's the best character. And then after that, I'm like, okay, I like it. He sounds like a horse. I don't know why, how, or whatever, but his voice does sound like a horse voice. That's what a horse would sound like.
Like I was saying, like that's one thing. That's why I like Steve Bloom so much. Is just
I was like, ooh, talking about characters that just kind of use the same voice, like you were saying with the Will guy, is Dante Basco, I think his name is. Zuko from The Last Airbender. You know that voice, right?
Yeah.
If you watch any anime, like you hear that voice, like, oh, that's Zuko. He doesn't do much to change his voice, and he has a typical anime voice.
Mm.
That I'm like, eh. I guess it worked with Zuko, but everybody else, I feel like I'm like, oh, man. Yeah, that's his name, Dante Basco.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, like, yeah, and like, that, like, with him and like Cowboy Bebop, because I'm not too sure. You never watched Cowboy Bebop, have you?
No, no, that's what I was saying. I need to watch that one too.
Yeah, his voice acting there is so iconic in that, and just in that one anime. You literally, that one anime, amongst other things, of course, but that one anime made him so famous from, like, he would used to do like different voice acting for different like characters, but that one anime, like, is what he's known for. Spike from Cowboy Bebop.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, man, give a shot for Gurren Lagann, watch it, and you know, give us your feedback next in the next episode. Just watch a few episodes and you pretty much can have like a
you're right, an you're opinion. Right.
But it does,
I could give an update based on where I'm at.
Mm-hmm. What you need to watch is honestly Hell's Paradise. Hell's Paradise is actually fucking crazy right now. It's pretty good, man.
Yeah, the manga is amazing from what I hear. I've only read like 3 chapters or so, or maybe 2, yeah. I don't remember.
The fucking, like, I'm so surprised that no one is like talking about Hell's Paradise.
Yeah, like, I haven't heard a big buzz on it. Maybe it just hasn't had a crazy episode this season yet.
I mean, I yes or no.
Every anime needs actually, that I don't know. One the crazy episode that breaks the internet. For example, with Demon Slayer, it didn't really, like, people were talking about it, but it didn't really break the internet until the fight. It was episode 16 or something like that. I forgot what.
With the spider?
The spider kill. Yeah. That's when everybody was going crazy over Demon Slayer. In Attack on Titan, I still remember, what was it, episode like 5? Season 1 when Eren got chopped up. I still remember the next day after that episode aired. I was at college. Damn, it was so long ago. And we had like the gaming club, and everybody was talking about Attack on Titan. Like, oh my god, did you see last night's episode? What the fuck? Da 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 da. Whatever the case may be. So maybe when Hell's Paradise has like a crazy twist or crazy something happen, people are gonna start talking about it. Because if it's good throughout so far, it's just kind of like, you know, its fans are enjoying it, but the masses hasn't, you know, picked it up yet.
It's crazy, man, because the reason why I like it so much is it's so different from all the anime that has been coming out. Like, it's so different. And like, it's different in a good way. Like, I like the fact of like it's the dark tonalities of it. The struggles of like, you know, trying to prove or self-worth. And I don't know. It's just, to me, I really like this anime. And it's like, it sucks because, man, like, it's episodic, so like it comes like every so often when it releases, and I just want to watch it. I just want to finish the whole entire thing, and like, I'm keeping myself from reading the manga because I know the manga's out there, and I'm like, it's really being kind of difficult for me to do that. But
no, enjoy the medium you started with. Like, there's no rush.
For sure, man. It's so good.
I think I'm gonna watch the anime too. So next week I have 2 extra things to kind of talk about. You said Gurren Lagann and Hell's Paradise.
Yeah, Hell's Paradise is really good. I just like the fact of like, I don't know. To me, I like the dark aspect of it. Like, because it is a dark, bleak anime. Mm-hmm. It really is. Just because everything else is like so happy. Oh, let's like, I just finished, let me see if I can find it. So, like, for example, like, what the hell is it? So, I just finished working for gods in a godless world. Mm-hmm. That was just happy. Nothing really substantial with that one. I didn't finish it. I mean, I'm watching it. Then, what was that one? Reincarnation of the Strongest Exorcist. I just finished that one. Let's see. But yeah, most of the shit that's coming out is just really just like happy. Like, you can predict what's gonna happen. Like I got a cheat skill in another world and became unrivaled in the real world too.
See, like the long ass title. Those things were things I would probably click on, dude. But based on what you're saying about Hell's Paradise, I'd probably really enjoy watching that.
Yeah, dude, it's.
I like it's great. Really, anime.
I like it. It's refreshing, man. That's the best way I can describe it. It's refreshing.
Okay.
From the hype train of Demon Slayer, and because you already know animation is gonna be excellent. Like, just everything with Hell's Paradise right now, I just like it because it's so different from everything that's out there now.
Okay.
That's why I personally would recommend people to like watch it or even, you know, give it a try, man, because it's very interesting. And I get it. There might be some things you're just like, oh, haha, but it's pretty interesting. The only issue is that I don't really understand like the power scaling and stuff like that. Because there is power scaling, but
from reviews I've watched about like on the manga and stuff, they say it's actually one of the better, power systems out there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe the more like further into the story, maybe they explain it a little bit more. If you're saying you don't like it right now, but the other place I heard it was actually
good. I don't understand it. I can't. I'm not saying like I don't like it. It's just I don't understand it right now.
Same thing. That's how I felt about JJK's power system and their
mm-hmm.
how you call it. Fucking, what is it? Cursed energy.
Cursed energy?
Yeah. I don't fully understand how cursed energy works. Like, it's complex enough to where it makes sense, but at sometimes I'm like, I don't get it. Whereas, like,
yeah,
a Hunter is like one of the best where it's complex, but it's explained so well that you kind of, like, know what the fuck is happening. Diagrams of it. Understand why.
Yeah.
Things happen. Everybody's ability. I could see somebody's ability and then like knowing my knowledge of like how Nin works, I could tell you what kind of they're an emitter, how you call it, enhancer.
A specialist.
All the other ones, a specialist or whatever the case may be. But for like other power scale where they try to explain it, I don't need it to be as simple as chakra or something like that. Because chakra, you know, that's pretty straightforward. It's not a very complex thing. You get chakra nature, and most of the times you could do stuff with that. You get a KK Genkai blending of multiple chakra natures, and it creates something beats. Different. That's cool, but
yeah,
I don't know, man. The complex stuff.
What's actually pretty fun and like fun and dumb to watch is Marshall and Muscle.
Yeah, you told me about that one. But.
Yeah, that shit. Yeah, like it's so ridiculous and it's so fun. You just like I don't know. It's just it's another thing that doesn't take itself too serious, and that's one thing I really do enjoy. It's just anime that doesn't take.
Is it similar to One Punch Man?
Kind yes and no, but One Punch Man is well written.
Oh damn.
Marshall and Muscle is also decently written. But it's more so like just this guy who can't use magic abilities or magic powers, and he's just superhuman strength, like superhuman strong. And that's how he solves all his issues is through like muscle.
So it's
not brawn, but just muscle.
Yeah, so it's basically One Punch Man meet how you call it? What's the wizard anime? What is it called? Black Clover.
You said Ben Over.
Black Clover.
Oh, Black Clover. Oh,
I don't know where your mind was at, but no, Black.
You could have just said like you know it's like One Punch Man. Like Saitama mixed with Harry Potter.
No, the reason I said, I guess so, but I was thinking Black Clover because Asta doesn't have any magical ability either in his thing. In a world full of magic, he's an anomaly where he's like the only person that has zero magic.
Yeah. Interesting. But yeah, man, I would recommend that just for fucking like laughs and giggles because it really is so ridiculous and it's so funny. But,
I'll pick it up.
I think that's Yeah, you should just give it a watch. Again, Hell's Paradise, honestly, above everything, I think you should just watch Hell's Paradise and just give me the feedback of it, since you already know the manga.
I'll catch up with Hell's Paradise, and then we could also talk about it in the next episode.
Sounds good.
With that being said, I know we went on a tangent there. Let's give ratings to the episode of Demon Slayer.
I honestly give it like an 8.
I'd give it an 8.5.
Yeah, the pacing was good, animation, everything was great. Like, I really liked it.
But one thing that did make me laugh is kind of like Nezuko trapped under the rebel. I'm like, you telling me Nezuko can't lift that shit up? That was funny. But without taking the anime shenanigans too seriously, I'd give it an 8.5. Like, just don't think too deep into it.
8. Yeah, for sure. Let's have fun. I agree. But with that being said, guys, that's going to do it for us. Thanks for listening. And as always, we'll see you guys on the next one. Peace.